Hello guys, welcome to the new episode of the Leo podcast. Today's episode is going to be all about open source opportunities, open source projects, open source internships, and we are also going to guide you through the selection and the application process of Google Summer of Code through our speaker's journey, Mr. Ankit Chaudhary. So let's start. Welcome Ankit to the Leo podcast, and how to know a man better than his own words. So feel free to introduce yourself.
Yeah, first of all, thanks Aman and Aryan for giving me this opportunity to share my experiences. So my name is Ankit and I am currently pursuing computer science and undergraduate from NIT Hamirpur. And I have done some internships in my past. I have done some internship with the startup, and also I have done Google Summer of Code. I am also associated with a company as a part-time software engineer. It is a consultant-based company, and I am developing the backend of the company. And as well, I am associated with the startup and also developing some backend for their project. So yeah, this is my introduction.
That's a great intro, Ankit. And moving ahead from before we begin, what is actually open source?
Before explaining open source, I want to explain what is OSS, that is open source software. So a open source software is a software designed by a person so that it can be publicly accessed by everyone, and a person can modify the code, change some code, and then it can use that code for their own purposes. It is just not restricted to a software. It can be a database or something. For example, if I want to make an API for fetching the city's details for a particular state or country ID, so I can make the use of that data set. I can fetch the country's ID. And that if that database is open source, we can also count it as an open source project. So this is all about open source, and the person maintaining that open source project is the part of that open source community. So all that comes under that open source term.
Well, that definitely sounds interesting and intriguing. So when we talk about your journey, how did you venture into open source? What made you explore open source?
Yeah, so I ventured into open source in my first year. I started contributing in open source through a program named Hacktoberfest. I didn't take it seriously people do it just for taking some t-shirts using Hacktoberfest. Right. It is in the October month. So I just started from there, and then I started developing some interest in open source. Then I started contributing some projects. I contributed to an organization named About Code in their project. And then in this year, I have contributed to the OWASP organization, and I have participated to the Google Summer of Code as their student developer. So yeah, so this is my open source journey.
That sounds fun. So you mentioned projects, and so can you share a few glimpses of your projects that you were working on, and how was your experience with them?
Yeah, so I have worked on many projects, including machine learning, blockchain, and backend development. So I have done some contribution in a project named Delta Code in About Code organization. And in this year, I have participated in the Google Summer of Code. So I have contributed to the a project named Bug Logging Tool. It is also a project under the OWASP organization named BugHist. So I have developed an application in the Flutter, which is simply you can upload some bugs. If you are encountering some bugs on the websites, then you can just report those bugs on that app. So I have contributed to that project and developed the application in Flutter. Also, I have developed some APIs login authentication systems. And also I have rendered the terms and policy pages using backend. So I have I have created some REST APIs in the backends as well.
So I guess I believe that working on such projects require a rigorous technical stack. So how did you manage to build that technical stack? What is an ideal technical stack for working on such projects?
I do not think like there is an ideal technical stack. Like once you develop some interest in an area, you can continue there. Like you can find projects in any technical stack you are mentioning. Like you can build some skills, whether it is in machine learning or blockchain or backend development or front end. You can learn React, you can learn Django, you can learn Go, and you can learn Linux kernel as well. In GSoC, there are many projects on Linux kernel and all those stuff. So there is not a specific technical stack you should learn. Where you are developing some interest, you can continue there, and then you can build you can go into deep and can find your interest.
So when we talk about these internships, open source internships, what are the added advantages that there are over normal technical internships?
Yeah, like if you are doing an intern in a company, so there are like some 100, max to max 100 to 200 interns which are working alongside you. But if you are doing some project under Google Summer of Code, there is a good you are getting a great community. Like in this year, almost 1200 people participated in Google Summer of Code. So you are connecting to those community, and then you can increase your reach to those people, and you can also get information about the other projects which the persons are doing alongside you. So this is the great advantage in the open source program than the technical internships.
And you mentioned many domains like machine learning, blockchain, like web development. So what do you think, like how can a beginner or someone who's starting new in open source can select a domain? What is there any guide to select a domain?
Yeah, I do not think like there is a specific domain for a person to choose to ace any open source project. Like if you have an interest in machine learning or if you have interest in blockchain, you can go with any domain you want, and you can find projects in any domain. Like there are not only GSoC projects. You can do open source projects in many organizations. There are many programs for it, like Season of KD. It can give interns or open source project in AI as well. Also in GSoC you can also find some projects in AI or blockchain or backend development as well as front-end development. There is not a specific domain you should choose. Wherever you are finding the interest, you can go for it.
And I believe the whole concept of open source allows all the programmers to pick up anything they want to work with, right?
It allows us or anyone to pick any domain and can contribute to any project of their interest. Like you can do any project in machine learning or blockchain as well.
So we have seen in lockdown that a lot of students have e-learning resources at their disposal, and it has allowed students to learn apart from college, out of college. So what do you think? What are some platforms where a student can learn about the stuff and work on their technical stack?
There are a lot of platforms like Udemy, Coursera, Udacity. You can do a course on Udacity as well. From my experiences, like I have done some courses on Coursera, so I think it is a great platform for learning some skills. It provides some assignments also as well with the course, and you have to complete that assignment. So there are many platforms like that. You can go to Udemy as well. They can provide you videos. There, you can also find some free learning stuff from the Udemy, and you can start learning from that stuff.
That's very nice for every student who don't have access to proper college education as well. So like we evidently know that you have cracked GSoC, and so can you drive us through the entire process, application and selection process?
So first of all, you should like from my experiences, firstly, you should start contributing for Google Summer of Code earlier. Like, if you can start contributing to Google Summer of Code a year before or like 6 months before, there may be a great chance you can be selected. So the application process is like that. Firstly, the companies applies for the in March or April, there is the portal open for the companies to apply for the open source program. Then you can give the application to them. You can write some proposal, like you can at most write three proposals for three open source project. And then if the mentor thinks like you are a great fit for the organization and you can contribute to the project, so they can select you as a Google Summer of Code student for their project. And then you have a pre-GSOC period where you can discuss with mentor, like you have to firstly create in your proposal, you have added some things like a project plan, which you are going to do in the GSOC timeline. Like if my GSOC timeline is 2.5 months, then you have added all the details which you are going in the week, and you have added all the details for all the weeks. And in the pre-GSOC period, you can discuss with the mentors like what you can change in your project plan. Also, like if you are going to develop some app or like if you are going to develop some backend, so you can discuss with the mentors like how we are going to design this and those stuff. So this is all about the pre-GSOC period. Then there is a 2.5 months or 3 months GSOC period where you implement stuff, write code, and review with the mentor, and you create some PRs. Then the mentor review it, they merge it. Also, then after that, there will be some evaluation phase. It depends on the year. In this year, there were two evaluation phases, but in the previous year, there were three evaluation phases. So after writing some code for 1 month, in this year, you have to write code for 1.5 months, and there was an evaluation phase. Then after 2.5 months, you have another evaluation phase. If you clear those two evaluation phases, you are eligible for all this stipend, and you ace your open source project, and you have successfully completed your project. So this is all about the application process and completion of the project.
That definitely sounds like a really long and a huge process. So did you have any master plan or any strategies as such before applying for GSOC?
Yeah, I have mentioned it before, like you can start contributing before the GSOC timeline. If the GSOC period starts from the March of it is starting from the March, then you can start contributing from January. Like you can pick some 4 to 5 projects which has come to previous years, and you have some interest in doing some projects there. So you can start contributing to project earlier, and then you can get more chances for participating in that project because you have some understanding with the mentor as well as you are contributing in the project earlier. So they will also see you a great fit at the organization. So it is a good strategy. It is a good strategy to ace the, or get eligible for the project.
So listening to the whole application process, what I understand is it requires a lot of qualities apart from technical stack. It requires project management skills and similar qualities. So what do you think, what qualities does one seek out of open source internships?
In terms of
non-technical qualities, like team management and working in teams. So what was your experience, what you seeked out of it apart from
skills? So apart from technical skills, like we have a regular weekly meeting with our mentors. So we our mentors review our code and give us some feedback, and depend on the feedback we change our code. So it helps us to grow in this in the organization, and as well it will grow us personally as well, because we have to, apart from the technical stuff, we have to write the documentation for the project, which can help the other person who are going to contribute next year, or also who are going to use that project. They can read that documentation and then start their project and or contribute to the project. So apart from that technical stuff, you should also maintain some non-technical stuff, like writing documentation and regular meeting. Also, you should have a good bonding with your mentors as well. And you should take the feedback of your mentors positively. Like if a mentor is asking you to change some code or want you to change some stuff in the code after their review. So you should take it positively and should do according to their need. Like you should not take ego, or you like if ego is coming into you, or like you do not want to change the code. So it should not, you should not do that. So these are the some non-technical values you get from the GSOAP.
And we understand that you mentioned that the role of a mentor is very important in these projects. So how does one select a mentor, or they come across them, or automatically? It's like...
No. Like no one selects a mentor. Like in every organization, there are some mentors which write some documentation about the project which they are going to implement on the in the GSOAP period. So firstly, like two, three mentors are assigned to the project, and you can talk to them on the Slack or some channels which the company or organization is following. So you can contact them and you can get more info about the mentors, so which are assigned to that particular project. You can also give your project. You can also give some new project idea to the organization as well, apart from that projects which are given by the organization. And after that, a mentor which is working in the domain whichever the idea you have given to them, a mentor is assigned according to that.
So are you still in touch with your mentors?
Yeah, I am in touch with my mentors.
That's great. So can opportunities like Google Summer of Code land you a PPO in the organization that you're working for?
Yeah, it is not something like PPO. You cannot say exactly it is a PPO, because PPO is a term which you can get after the internship. So, but from the Google Summer of Code, there are quite a lot of opportunities you can get. So like if you are doing a good contribution in the project, you can become the project maintainer of that project. Also, you can also become the mentor for the next GSOAP period as well. Also, if you are doing some other, you are associated with the organization and they are doing some other open source program, you can become mentors there. So these are some of the opportunities you can get after doing open source program as well. Like there are some program as well which can offer you intern and give you some opportunities as a full-time engineer as well. So yeah, you can get many opportunities through open source program.
So when you were applying for open source internships or GSOAP, what do you think stood out in your resume, or what is an ideal resume for cracking such internships?
Yeah, like I do not think like a resume that much matters in the open source programs. Like if you are doing some programs like MLH or Season of KD or Code Sprint, then it can matter. But in Google Summer of Code, I do not think it that much matters. Like if you are contributing to the organization or the project and you have contributed on the project previously as well, so there might be a great chances to for getting you to that project, and you can become the part of that project in a particular program. So I do not think resume that much matters. It matters in the internships or some other programs, but it doesn't matter in GSOAP that much.
Talking about internships, given the pandemic situation, there has been a disruption in the job market. So has the pandemic affected the opportunities, open source opportunities?
Yeah, I do not think like a pandemic has affected the open source opportunities. Moreover, after the pandemic, I think more people are shifting towards remote job and open source. So I think opportunities are increasing in the open source program rather than it is not decreasing, I think.
And there has been a huge shift in the recruitment process. A lot of recruiters nowadays are emphasizing more on skills rather than having a degree. So what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think it is a great initiative by the recruiters, because I do not think like maintaining a 9.5 plus CGPA and having no skills will help the company to build a great project or something. Rather than if you do not have that much CGPA and you have some great skill sets, like you have some experiences of internships and open source project, then you can build some great projects in the company as well. So I think like this is a good thing by the recruiters as well. But it doesn't mean that do not keep a good CGPA as well. If you are maintaining a good CGPA apart from internship and open source program, it is a plus for you.
That's really nice, and the whole of this conversation like motivates me to explore open source more and read about it more. So before we come to an end, what do you think is the future scope of open source?
Yeah, I think future of open source is very bright. As I have discussed earlier, like more and more people are shifting towards remote jobs and open source. So I think it is a very it has a very bright future. So I am not saying like only about the Google Summer of Code. I am not saying only about Google Summer of Code or a specific program, but I am discussing about like whole open source culture. More and more people are shifting towards open source. Also, I also think like every company should make at least one project open source so that more and more people can contribute to that project. Also, this will help company to grow their market as well. Also, if more and more people will be associated with their at least a single project, then it will also help them grow.
Thank you, Ankit, for having this conversation today with us, being the part of Leo podcast. So before we conclude this, do you have anything that you want to say to our viewers?
Yeah, like I want to tell the audience, like you can participate in the open source program. Like there are so many programs you can participate. Like there is not only GSOC or like there is not only Girls Script Summer of Code. You can participate in many programs. Like for girls, there are also some programs like RGSOC, and Outreachy as well. Also, there are many programs like Linux Foundation program and also MLH Fellowship, season of KD as well. Also, there is a program under OWASP organization as well, OWASP Code Sprint. So you can participate in those programs as well. So it will be a great thing if you can contribute to a open source project in your college life. So it will help you to grow. That's I want to. Yeah.
And definitely this motivates me a lot to work on at least one open source project before my engineering actually ends. And I guess it has a similar impact on our viewers as well. So thank you, Ankit, for being a part of the Leo podcast.
Yeah. Thanks to you as well. Also, the Aman. Also, I want to tell the viewers that you guys are doing amazing work sharing the experiences of the people on your podcast. So I want to request all the viewers, like they should like all your videos and subscribe and share as well.
Thanks a lot. I believe our viewers would definitely listen to you.
So that's it for today. Signing off, Aryan Sharma.
So that was a really fun conversation. If you like the episode, please like, share, and subscribe to the Leo podcast. You can also connect with Ankit on LinkedIn through the links in the description below, and you can also check out his work on GitHub. Thanks a lot for listening to this episode. Signing off, your host for today, Aryan Sharma.